ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम श्री महागणपतये नमः ओम गणानामृत्युञ्जयाय सर्वेश्वराय सदा शिवाय श्रीमन्महादेवाय नमः ओम श्री उमा महेश्वराभ्याम नमः ओम भद्रं कन्ने विष्णुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्ये माक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरंगै स्तुष्टुवागं सस्तनुभिः यशेम देवहितै यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ नमस्ते ते गणपतये त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं तत्त्वमसि त्वमेव केवलं कर्तासि त्वमेव केवलं धत्तासि त्वमेव केवलं हर्तासि त्वमेव सर्वं खल्विदं ब्रह्मासि ओके स्टार्ट वयसेड Swameva Sarvam Khalvidam Brahmasi. That line alone is unfolded in today's what we are seeing in this mantra. In Mundaka Upanishad, we are seeing the second Mundakam, first section, second mantra. When we say Twameva sarvam khalu idam brahma asi. The entire jagat is brahma because nothing in this world is not brahma. Everything is essentially reducible to the very reality in terms of consciousness, which means matter is consciousness. Everything is reducible to consciousness. And not only that, the swarupam of every individual denoted by the term jiva is also essentially the same truth. There is no jivatma which is not the reality, implied with the term paramatma. There is no jagat which is not brahma. So jiva is brahma, jagat is brahma. Even the Ishwaraha or Paramatma is nothing but Brahma. Is Jiva, Jagat, Ishwara, Swarupa Aikyam. Jiva, Jagat, Ishwara, Swarupa Aikyam. Aikyam is a noun, oneness. Ekaha, Eka, Ekam. We learnt one. But Aikyam or ekata means oneness. And oneness of what? Oneness of the truth. Oneness of the reality. Of all these three, there is an expression as jagat. Jagat is a substantive and the substance of which is the same truth. Ishwaraha or Paramatma is a term, a qualification attributed to the same reality. Therefore, even the word Ishvaraha does not, Paramatma does not have another substance other than the same reality. So the Jivaha is also another qualification attributed to the same reality from the standpoint of a given Upadhi. So Jivaha is essentially the same reality, or Ishvaraha or Paramatma is the same reality, and the Jagat is the same reality. So Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, Swarupa, Aikyam, oneness of the truth of these three is established by the Upanishads. Therefore, essentially what is this truth which is Satyam. In fact, the word that which is real or reality itself, it defined beautifully here. How can we understand what exactly the reality means? What is reality? So reality is that which has no beginning. It has no beginning means it has no cause. It's causeless, uncaused, beginningless. Now also endless and changeless. So that which is always there, if it has no cause, beginningless and causeless means it has independent existence. This is what the definition of Satyam. The Satyam is that which has no beginning, no end, no cause, therefore which enjoys existence of its own, self-existence. Self-existence is very swarupam, very nature. Why does it exist? If you ask the question, being existent is its nature. The way existence is this swarupam. And what is that reality which is of the nature of self-existence, which has no cause, which has no beginning, which has no end, and which doesn't undergo any change? Again, why doesn't change? Because being changeless is its swarupam. Changelessness is the swarupam, nature. So what is that reality then? How, in what form do we arrive at it? How do we arrive at it? Shastram, Vedanta Shastram makes it very clear that reality can be arrived at only in terms of its nature of knowing. This is not a new lesson. I've been telling from day one I had the classes, every class I repeat this. Reality has to be arrived at, can be arrived at only in terms of its nature of knowing. So what is that which is of the nature of knowing? How do you arrive at it? And for which the Shastram presents a unique methodology, teaching methodology called Drik Drishya Viveka Prakriya. This expression you have heard from me many times. Drik Drishya Viveka Prakriya, the method of distinguishing the seer from the seen. Drik is seer, Drishyam is the seen, and Drik Drishya Vekaha means the subject-object analysis. The subject-object analysis helps us distinguish the seer from the seen. Actually, distinguishing the seer from the seen is what? Distinguishing the knower from the known. from the with reference to this whole universe, which is an object of knowledge. The world is an object of knowledge from the standpoint of every individual human being who is blessed with this unique knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am. The world is an object of knowledge. When I say world, it starts with subtle factor time. Time is part of the world. Time is the subtle factor, formless factor, but still it is discussed. So time is an object of knowledge. And apart from time, the most pervasive, subtlest of the elements is space. So space is object of knowledge. And we can say the rest of the elements, all other four elements, air, fire, water, earth, and all the elementals in the form of sentient, insentient beings, living, non-living and non-living things, after living mobile and immobile beings, all the motions in terms of actions, so voluntary actions or involuntary functions, of course the results of the voluntary actions, reactions, and even the laws which go with the results of actions, which determine the results of actions, and the experiences of pairs of opposites. All subtle emotions, all the thoughts which constitute the mind, all sense powers, all powers, organs of actions, physiological functions. I already mentioned the involuntary. So all of them constitute universe. It's a brief definition of universe. So nothing gets excluded here. So this universe, this world, for us is an object of knowledge. It comes under the category of the drishyam. Drishya prapanchaha, drishyam jagat. So this jagat includes one's own body, one's own sense organs, one's own mind, in fact, ahankaraha. It includes chitta, memory. It includes buddhi, intellect. The functions, knowing, understanding, etc. The function of mentation. Even emotions, all emotions, mind. Ahankaraha also. Very important is ahankara also is included in the objective universe. Including ahankara and objective universe is a very difficult thing. Ahankara is just I sense. I mean, say I sense aham buddhihi. Aham buddhihi means aham asmi iti jnanam. Aham asmi, I am, iti jnanam. This knowledge that I am, aham asmi iti jnanam, is aham buddhi. அகம் பாவஹ, அகம் அஸ்மி, அகம் பவாமி இதி ஞானம், அகம் பாவஹ, அகம் அகங்காரஹ இஸ்தி ஞானம், which is unique only for human beings. Even this jnanam, which is very subtle, this jnanam, the knowledge of self-existence, in terms of I am, is also inexplicably subtle. In fact, mind itself, we have to understand the thought only from the standpoint, only with reference to this knowledge. Aham. Even this knowledge obtaining of thought, which comes and goes, is also part of the objective universe. See, anything which comes and goes is jagat. Jayate gachati iti jagat. Why jagat is called jagat? Jayate tishtati gachati. Jayate tishtati gachati iti jagat. So jagat yad drishyam tad jagat. That which is perceived is loka, that which is seen is jagat, and anything which comes and goes is jagat. If this is the definition of the word jagat, even the ahankaraha comes and goes. Now you have to really think, you must be along with me, and you must see, this knowledge I am, does it come and go or not? It comes and goes. Oh, the knowledge I am comes and goes. How do we know? Before you all woke up from sleep, in fact, when you were knocked off, I know some of you might not have slept well, that's like me, that's a problem. But if you slept, definitely there was a time you would not know known that you were. Which means you were, only you did not have the knowledge that you were. If this knowledge comes and goes, you don't come and go. You do not come and go. I can say I does not come and go. I does not come and go. I and the part of every individual does not come and go. But what comes and goes, the knowledge I am comes and goes. Therefore, jayate aham asmi iti jnanam jayate gacchati. Therefore, even that knowledge, inexplicably subtle knowledge, also comes and goes. That knowledge comes and goes, that knowledge is. What is the proof? Who is the proof? What is the evidence that knowledge comes and goes? Who is the evidence? You are the evidence. That's why self-evident. That's why we say to know I am, we do not require any means of knowledge. Between the knower and the known, always there must be some means of knowledge. If there's a means of knowledge between the knower and the known, then the knowledge of the known is direct knowledge or indirect knowledge. If there is no means of knowledge in between the knower and the known, then that knowledge is immediate knowledge. Remember, pratyaksha jnanam means direct knowledge of an object in between which there is a means of knowledge. Now, I see all of you directly, you all see me directly, and we have in between, we have the means of knowledge called eyes. Pratyaksha jnanam. There is a indirect knowledge of objects. We get the knowledge through another source. The another source becomes a means instrument for us to know. Therefore, it becomes indirect knowledge. But to know you are, what is the means of knowledge used in between? You are the knower and you are the known. I know I am. I know I am. Between you, the knower, and between you, the known, what is the means of knowledge? There is no pramanam. Okay? No means of knowledge is required. To know you are, you do not require a pramanam. That is why it's called aparoksha jnanam. Indirect knowledge is paroksha jnanam. Direct knowledge is pratyaksha jnanam. Pratyaksha jnanam is also a knowledge of the object. Paroksha jnanam is also knowledge of the object. Whereas aparoksha jnanam is knowledge of the immediate self. It's called immediate knowledge. Why immediate? There's no instrument in between the knower and the known. Aparoksha jnanam. Because self is self-evident. So even this ahankara comes and goes, the foods. And the Shastram teaches here, the only way you can arrive at the truth is, the truth has to be arrived at only in terms of its nature of knowing. Therefore, when you distinguish the knower from the known, and with reference to this known world, you are the knower. Because the world is an object of knowledge. The standpoint of every individual, the world is object of knowledge. So one can say, I am the knower. So you are the knower. Which means the knower is definitely, subject is distinct from the known, different from the known. And if you have to say, I am the knower, and who this knower is, if analyze, even knower is a qualification, status attributed to the very reality, the standpoint of the known. There is no knower other than the reality. So that knower is, there is no knower as such other than the reality, which is of the nature of knowing. And this example also, many times in my previous classes I have said, in the presence of the light, all the opaque things shine. So we say always, there is illuminator of all the opaque things. Even though the term illuminator is used, illuminator is only a qualification attributed to the light. There is no illuminator with the sitting with the form here. There is no illuminator other than the light. The light is, in the presence of the light, all opaque things shine. இப்போது லைட் இஸ் நாட் ஒபேக் திங்ஸ் கேனாட் ஷைன். லைட் இஸ் ஒபேக் திங்ஸ் ஷைன். தேர்ஃபோர் ஆல் ஒபேக் திங்ஸ் ஷைன் ஆஃப்டர் திஸ் பிரசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் த லைட், விச் மீன்ஸ் the light is given the title illuminator. Only from the standpoint of the opaque things, not from the standpoint of the light. Light cannot be called illuminator from the standpoint of the light. You say light is illuminator, you should ask illuminator of what? You can't give the same thing. But from the standpoint of the illumined objects, we can say the illuminator is light. And if you really search for the illuminator, there is no illuminator. The word illuminator has to be resolved in light only. Illuminator is a qualification, the swarupam of the illuminator. The nature of illuminator is the light. Prakashakasya prakashaha swarupam. Prakashakatva prakashakasya swarupam. This is a nature. Why do you say nature? Why do you say it's nature? Illumining is the nature. Why do you say? Because why does light illumine? Why does it illumine? Why can't it keep quiet? It doesn't do anything. It is keeping quiet. It doesn't do any work. Doesn't do any action. Then make any action. That is why illumination is not karma, is not a will involved action. It is the nature, swarupam. Similarly, when you see everything as the known, what cannot be negated as the known is the knower. Knower alone cannot be negated as the known. Abadhitam. Anything which is negated as a known, oh, this is the known, this is the known, this is the known. When you negate the known, negation of something as the known, what does it mean? Knower is not the known. Knower is not the known. Knower is distinct and different from the known. Means this negation of something as the known. Distinguishes the knower. So what cannot be negated as the known is what? Abadhitam satyam. Badhitam means negated here. Abadhitam is knower. And that knower, if you see, who is the knower? Who is the knower of the thoughts? Who is the knower of all three states of experience? Like the witness, Sakshi Rupena. Kaha janati? Who is the one who is knowing? Who is knowing here? That there is no knower other than the inexplicably subtlest, abstract truth. There is something knowing because of whose presence knowing is possible, knowledge is possible. The world is known, the world is not is also known. I am is known, I am not there is also known. I am, this is something always there, always. Never a time, not a fraction of a second, it is not there, always there. And that abstract truth, what name can we give? There is something always witnessing, knowing the presence of, knowing the existence of one's own self, knowing the existence of the world, knowing the presence of knowledge of the existence of the presence of the self, knowing the world being there, knowing the world being not there. Knowing knowledge of the self being there, knowing knowledge of the self being not there. There's always knowing the presence and absence of the world. Who is that? What is that? Because of presence of which, the world of presence of the world, absence of the world, presence of one's own self, presence of absence of one's own self is known. That which is always ever present, that is what is the truth, that is what is the reality. And we use this term jnana, no word can be used. No word can be used to say what that reality is. There is something because of the presence of which knowledge of the existence of the self being there is known. Knowledge of the existence of the world being there is known. Knowledge of the existence of the self being not there is also known. Knowledge is known, ignorance is known. When there is no knowledge of the existence of the self and the world, when the knowledge of the existence of the self and the world is not there, we say ignorance. So ignorance is known. There is ignorance of the existence of the self and the world. When there is ignorance of the existence of the self and the world, we call it a deep sleep state. When there is knowledge of the existence of the self and the world, we call it waking state. Ignorance is known, knowledge is known. Which means the knower is distinct from the known knowledge and ignorance. Now why I am telling all the stories? The whole story which you already heard many times from me, just to explain Paratav Param. Okay? So knower of knowledge and ignorance is distinct from the known knowledge and ignorance. And that knower, if we search for the knower, there is no knower other than the truth. That which obtains in the form of a knower is the truth. So knower is only a qualification attributed to the truth, which means knower, if you search swarupam of the knower, is actually the very reality. And I told him this also, I told him many times before in other classes, why the reality, we only arrive at the reality as the swarupam of the knower, truth of the knower. Why say truth of the knower? Without whose presence there cannot be knower at all. Without the presence of the light, there cannot be illuminator. Similarly, without the presence of the reality, abstract, inexplicably subtlest reality, there is no knower. Therefore, truth of the knower is reality. And what word can be used? Kim padam? Kim nama? What name? What word can be used to say this is what the reality is? No word can be used. But still Shastram starts with this expression, jnanam. Now, because the question is asked, why does the reality know? Aham asmi iti jnanam is known. Jagad asti iti jnanam is known. Aham asmi iti jnanam nasti is also known. Jagad asti iti jnanam nasti. When knowledge is not there, there is ignorance. So ignorance is known, knowledge is known. Means this knower of knowledge and known is neither the knowledge nor ignorance. Is distinct from both knower known knowledge and known ignorance. Who is this knower? So the knower, why does it know? This knower of knowledge and ignorance is the truth. And why does the truth know? Truth knows not because it wants to do something. It doesn't keep quiet. Knowing is the swarupam. Like illumining is not an action, like knowing is the swarupam. Janati iti jnanam. That which knows is knowledge. Therefore, it's called absolute truth, absolute reality, which is of the nature of knowing, is implied, not denoted. Implied by the term jnanam in terms of its nature of knowing. This jnanam alone is another term, chaitanyam, awareness, consciousness. So jnanam, what is jnanam? Jnanam which knows knowledge and ignorance. The knowledge which is known, which opposed to ignorance. So knowledge is not absence of ignorance. Or ignorance is not absence of knowledge. Be very careful. Ignorance is not absence of knowledge. Ignorance is that which is opposed to knowledge. Therefore, this knowledge of the knowledge of the ignorance is the Brahma truth. And the known knowledge is vritti jnanam, knower knowledge is swarupa jnanam. Okay, what is that beyond this knower knowledge? You have to come here, stop. You cannot go any more further. There is nothing exists beyond consciousness. Whereas consciousness or the reality, being conscious is the swarupam of the reality. Why is it conscious? Being conscious is the swarupam. That's why consciousness noun is used. Being aware is the swarupam. Therefore, awareness is the word used. Awareness, consciousness, knowledge, all these terms are all actually, you know, every word is only reveals reality in terms of its nature. They only imply, they do not denote. It is this reality. Now, beyond, what is beyond knowledge, what is beyond ignorance? Okay, beyond knowledge, beyond ignorance is nothing but pure knowledge. And this ignorance and knowledge, I told you many times before also, are two different names attributed to the power of reality, power of knowledge, the pure knowledge. Brahma Shaktehe, jnanam is also a word The word jnanam implies shakt, power. Ajnanam, ignorance also implies power. Knowledge and ignorance are two different words attributed to the very power of the reality. When the power of reality is unmanifest, the word used is ajnanam, ignorance. When the power of reality manifest, the word used is jnanam. Are they two different things now? Tell me. Are ignorant and knowledge, are they two different things? Here reduce ignorance and knowledge are the same, one and the only power, only shakti. Knowledge is also nothing but power. Ignorance is also nothing but power. Then why do we use two different words for shakti? The power of knowledge. What power of knowing? There is a time the power is unmanifest. Then the power is called ajnanam. Ignorance, there is no ignorance. Understand? Please understand. Very, very important lesson. Ignorance is a name given to the unmanifest power. Knowledge is a name given to the manifest power. So, power of reality, unmanifest is ignorance, manifest is knowledge, means they both actually two different names of the only power. Now tell me, when we come to that now. Now there is no knowledge and ignorance other than the power. Okay? And now this power, does it, power of knowing, does it exist independent of the reality? Is separable from the reality. Like, when you see the light, light has the, I use the term, please, there's a, the sambandha, understand. When I say light has the power of illumining, light has the capacity to illumine. And illumining is its swarupam, nature, not an action. Light is, presence of light is enough. Does not need to do anything to illumine. Presence is enough. Sannidhyam is enough. Sannidhi matrena prakashayati. Light is illumines. So illumining is the swarup of the light, which means illumining is, the light has the capacity to illumine. Light has the power of illumining. When I say light has the power of illumining, this, the verb has, the implies what? Sambandha. Possessor possessed sambandha. Adhara adheya sambandha. Whenever you say, I have, he has, she has, endowed with, I am endowed with the book, I have a book, I possess a book, means there is a possessor possessed connection. Adhara adheya sambandha. Now, the phone is on the hand. There is adhara adheya sambandha. Possessor possessed connection. Usually we use the term when you has. It denotes a possessor possessed connection. I have, he has. But here, the phone is separable from me. the possession. The possessed is separable from the possessor. If the possessed is separable from the possessor, only then you can say there is possessor-possessed connection. Is it clear? Even headache, it is not gross, subtle. I have headache now. The headache is inseparable from the head. But still there is a time headache goes. Therefore, there is possessor-possessed connection is possible because it goes. Is it clear? I need two examples. So you can talk about the possessor-possessed connection only if the possessed is separable. But when I say light has the capacity to illumine, light has the power of illumination, power of illumining, then there is no possessor-possessed connection. Is it clear? Why? Illumination is inseparable from the light. Even though, for want of expression, I can say, light has the capacity to illumine. Prakashana shaktihi, prakashaka shaktihi asti. I can say, light has the power of illumining. But still, illumining power is inseparable from light. In fact, illumining power is light. Light is not the illumining power, but the illumining power, there is no illumining power at all other than the light. From the standpoint of opaque things. Is it clear? In the same way, Shaktihi, Brahma Shaktihi. What is this reality implied by the term Brahman? Have. What does it have? Reality has the capacity to know. Reality has the power of knowing. Are they two? Reality and its power, are they two? Why they are not two? Even though for want of expression I say reality and its power. The word and should be used only if they are two different things. They are not two. The two can be used only if there is a possessor-possessed connection. And possessor-possessed connection is possible only if the possessed is separable from the possessor. Here there is no sambandha between the reality and its power of knowing. There is no possessor-possessed connection. They are not separable. They are inseparable. Inseparable. It's very important to understand this. There is no possessor-possessed connection. Inseparable. Therefore, reality is not the power of knowing. But the power of knowing is nothing but reality. Power of knowing is the reality. Is it clear? Power of knowing does not exist independently outside of the reality. Like power of illumining doesn't exist independently outside of the light. Therefore, the power is dependent on the light. Power of illumining is, doesn't exist. There's no such a thing called power of illumining other than the light. Therefore, we say the light is satyam, even the power of illumining is mithya. And the power of illumining, similarly, the reality is satyam, the power of knowing, the shakti is mithya, Because why mithya? It has no independent existence. Simple. There cannot be something called power of knowing without the reality. There cannot be power of something called power of burning without the fire, independent of the fire. There is no fire element, there is a power of burning. You can't say that. The power of burning is when the fire is. Therefore we say, we're very subtle. Now this power of knowing, which is inseparable from the reality, whether it is manifest, unmanifest, it is inseparable from the reality. Is it clear? Inseparability should be understood. That is why Vagartho Iva Samprukto Parvati Parameshwara. Inseparable. But there is a time it is manifest, there is a time it is not manifest. Whether manifest or unmanifest, power doesn't have independent existence outside of the reality. Therefore, jnanam is also reality. Ajnanam is also reality, which is pure knowledge. Is it clear? Which is pure reality is to distinguish the knowledge which is manifest, the power. Manifest knowledge known by the term. See, manifest power known by the term knowledge. Manifest, unmanifest power known by the term ignorance. Are nothing but only power. Only Shakti. So just to distinguish the manifest power known by the term knowledge, we add another adjective to the source of knowledge. Source of the power. As pure. Understand? There is no impure knowledge. Pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness. Why do we add Shuddham Chaitanyam, Shuddham Jnanam? Why do we add this adjective pure? Pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Adjective must be used only to distinguish something from something else. There is no impure knowledge. Why do we add pure? Now understand, the power of reality, unmanifest power is known by the term ignorance. Manifest power is known by the term knowledge. And to this manifest power is what? Vritti jnanam. To distinguish this, the source of the power from the manifest power, we add this adjective pure to knowledge. So pure knowledge, the reality is the pure knowledge, the source of the power, the locus of the power. And the power manifest is vritti jnanam. Power unmanifest is ajnanam, ignorance. So jnanam and ajnanam, knowledge and ignorance, are two different terms attributed to the only power of pure knowledge, reality. Now you can say power is mithya means the source of the power alone is satyam. Is it clear? If source of the power is satyam and the power is mithya, now we can say mithya is satyam. Isn't it? Wave is water, ocean is water, water is not the ocean. Similarly here, the knowledge is also mithya. ignorance is also mithya. Why? Knowledge is manifest power. Ignorance is unmanifest power. Power is mithya. The source of power is satyam. You resolve the mithya in satyam. Knowledge is mithya. So knowledge is knowledge. Ignorance is also knowledge. Now tell me, what is only knowledge. There is no such a thing called ignorance at all. Is it clear? You have to absolutely, there is no ajnanam at all. Yes, ignorance is relatively there. Ignorance is relative. Hope you are able to see that. Hope I have communicated well what I am saying. We must have guts to say there is no ajnanam at all. I am not saying relatively, okay? There is jnanam, there is ajnanam. And both are shakti. Avyakta shakti hi ajnanam. Vyakta shakti hi jnanam. Whether vyaktam or avyakta, avyakta shakti or vyakta shakti, shakti doesn't exist outside of this source. Shakti mat brahma. It's a mat. No, again should not create possessor-possessed connection. Sambandha. Shakti mat brahma. Absolutely, there's neither ajnana knowledge, what is only pure knowledge, which is reality, Brahma. So where is Jivaha? Where is our eye sense? Where is Jiva? Where is Jagat? Where is Ishvara? Who is Ishvara? Ishvara is Brahma, Jagati is Brahma, Jivaha, Jivopi Naivaparaha. This must be clear, okay? So where do the Jivas originate from? Where do they go back? That's what Aksharat Vividaha Bhavaha Somya Prajayante Tatra Chaeva Apiyanti. All these Jivas come into existence from, seemingly originate from Brahma, exist in Brahma, resolve in Brahma. They do not have independent existence at all. So everything which is available for experience, enjoyment, is what? Manifestation of power of reality, which is jnanam. That is why, when there is knowledge of the existence of the self, there is also knowledge of the existence of the world, then jnanam is what? Manifestation of power of reality. When there is no knowledge of existence of self and the world, this ajnanam, the power of reality is unmanifest. Ignorance is unmanifest power. Knowledge is manifest power. Manifest, unmanifest power doesn't exist outside of the reality source. The whole jagat is what now? When you say world is, means next sentence, next step. World is means world enjoys existence. World enjoys existence means there is knowledge of the existence of the world. Is it clear? Please see the steps. World is. World, I am enjoying the world. World is available for enjoyment, experience. then there is a differentiation of beings called Vyakrita Prapancha. Vyakrita means differentiated. Everything is different from everything else. Vyakrita means differentiated. These are trees, these are beings, these are human beings. You see my hand, my finger, my nail, everything differentiated. You fall asleep, do you differentiate anything? When there is manifestation of knowledge in terms of I am, the world is, then it's differentiation of plurality of beings, even duality also. I am the knower, the world is the known. Knower, known, duality is what? And also plurality is what? Multiplicity is what? Multiplicity, plurality, duality is differentiation. Vyakaranam. Differentiation is what? Differentiation is manifestation. Manifestation is what? Knowledge, power of reality. Power of reality manifest is what? Knowledge. So what is this whole jagat? Jnanam. When look at the whole jagat as manifestation of knowledge, we call it Ishwaraha. So Ishwaraha is a term used specifically when the power of reality is manifest, you call it Ishwara. Therefore, the whole creation, the entire universe is Jnanam. Everything is Jnanam here. Is there ignorance there? Where is Ajnanam here? The whole jagat is Jnanam. When there is Ajnanam, what happens? There is no knowledge of the existence of the self. There is no knowledge of the existence of the world. There is ignorance. And there is a knower of ignorance. The pure knowledge is source of the power. Ajnanam, what happened to jagat? Jagat becomes undifferentiated, avyakritam. Knower known, division is, differentiation is not there. Knower known, differentiation is not there. The plurality of objects, differentiation of plurality of objects is not there. When there is unmanifest, knowledge is not, the power of reality is not manifest. When there is ignorance, there is also undifferentiation. Everything is undifferentiated, avyakritam. Shaktau avyakte sarvam avyakritam. When the power is unmanifest, everything is undifferentiated. When the power is manifest, everything is differentiated. If everything is covered in darkness, you cannot say where the television is, where the chair is, where the sofa is. No differentiation. Everything remains covered in one darkness, pitch darkness. In presence of light, you can differentiate everything from everything else. Therefore, when the power is manifest, it is knowledge and the differentiation. Vyakte vyakaranam. Avyakte avyakaranam. Avyakritam. That is why the power of reality itself, unmanifest power is called avyaktam. Unmanifest power is called avyakritam. And manifest power is called vyakritam and vyaktam. Therefore, the power itself is, there's no power of knowing. Manifest, unmanifest, doesn't have independent existence, therefore it's mithya means. The whole jagat, which is manifestation of power of reality, is also what? Mithya. What is satyam? Because the mithya power, the world comes and goes, comes and goes. The power becomes manifest, world comes. Power becomes unmanifest, the world goes. Therefore, we call it mithya. The source of power alone is satyam. Tadetat satyam. The source of power alone is satyam. It is Brahma. And Shastram says, you are that Brahma. Everyone, essentially you are that Brahma. Brahman is not you, but you are Brahma. Not only you are Brahma, everything is Brahma. If you know you are Brahma, you can understand everything is also Brahma. Not only everything is Brahma, there is nothing other than Brahma. That is why we can say there is nothing other than Bhagavan. The concept of Isha also becomes clear. That is why we never say God is one. We never say God as gods are many. What is only the God? This is very clear. Now we'll go on to the next verse. Now, because of this power, because when you look at the reality, amazing, this reality is endowed with the inseparable power. Therefore, the Ishvara qualification is attributed to the reality. There is no Ishvara other than the reality. And this power alone is looked, now this power of reality is looked upon as the material cause, upadana karanam. And the source of the power is looked upon as the nimitta karanam. Is it clear now? The power of reality is upadana karanam. The source of the power is looked upon as nimitta karanam. Are they separable? They are not separable. Abhinna nimitta upadana karanam. And vivatta upadana karanam. Just without undergoing any change, it becomes the karanam. And they are inseparable. Therefore, who is Ishvara? Ishvaraha, there is no Ishvaraha, there is no ruler of the universe, there is no God, Lord, other than the truth. Ishvara for us is both inseparable, material cause and the intelligent cause or the efficient cause of the universe. Nimitta karanam Ishvaraha, upadana karanam Ishvaraha, abhinna nimitta upadana karanam Ishvaraha. Okay. Now tell me, now you understand this technical expression. Who is Ishvaraha? Maya upahitam chaitanyam. Ishvaraha. Maya upahitam chaitanyam. Reality which is endowed with the pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Reality which is of the nature of pure consciousness, which is endowed with the power of knowing. Outside of which the power doesn't exist, is what? Maya upahitam chaitanyam. Is it clear now? What is Maya now? Don't say illusion. My God, illusion, wrong word. Maya is a name attributed to the unmanifest power of knowledge, power of reality. Maya is a synonym of the word avidya. Ajnanam, ignorance and maya are synonyms. Why? Unmanifest power of reality, which is known by the term ignorance, is also known as maya. Why it is called maya? Because that which is not really is called maya. Then what is really? That which is asked, the power doesn't exist outside of the reality. When you say, there is no illumining power other than the light. Illumining power is the light. Is it clear? Burning power is the fire. Similar, knowing power is the reality. Therefore, that which is not by itself. Ya ma sa maya. That which is not independently is maya. Is it clear? So because the word maya, when you say the whole jagat is maya, what does it mean? The whole jagat is manifestation of the power of reality which was unmanifest as maya. The unmanifest power becoming manifest is the jagat. Jagat becoming unmanifest is what? Maya. Is it clear? Therefore, people say jagat is maya. Maya does not mean illusion. Is it clear? Now, that's why yatho nanabhihi sijate gunnate cha. Hope I have made it very clear to all of you. Okay, now, that's why it was said, Divyaha, I have unfolded the meaning of this mantra. Divyaha, Divyaha. So, this reality is also Purushaha. Divyaha, effulgent. There is no greater light than the knowledge, because knowledge means the pure, the reality which is of the nature of knowing, which is implied by the term pure knowledge, illumines both ignorance and knowledge. The illuminator of knower of knowledge and ignorance, listen to me carefully. Knower of knowledge and ignorance is the illuminator of knowledge and ignorance. Is it clear? Knowing the knowledge, knowing the ignorance is illumining knowledge and ignorance. Illumining the knowledge and ignorance is what? The light. Therefore, pure knowledge, the reality implied by the pure knowledge is the absolute light. The light which illumines all other lights. Is it clear? All other lights, all sources of light, the external sources of light, sun, moon and fire, and all sense powers. All sense powers are illumining powers, lights. The mind is illumining power. An absolute illumining power is what? Illumining power is knowledge, reality. Therefore, there is no absolute light other than consciousness. Paranjyotihi. Paranjyotihi. Then we say divyaha. And to know you are, you don't need another light. There is nothing which consciousness, the reality of, which is of the nature of knowing, illumines, knows both knowledge and ignorance. Knowing is illumining. Okay, there is nothing which can illumine consciousness. There is nothing which illumines the reality. That is self-evident, self-effulgent. The word divyaha. Is it clear now? The word divyaha is clear? It must be clear right now. Now itself, in the class, you must be able to see. If you don't see, then I don't make you see then. Is it clear? Divyaha, amurtaha. Now you can tell me, when you arrive at the reality, in terms of its nature of knowing, negating everything else, including the ahamkara, isn't it? What is it? The knower of knowledge and ignorance. The knower of knowledge and ignorance is distinct from the known knowledge and ignorance. Is the reality which is of the nature of knowledge, Therefore, implied by the term pure knowledge is what? What is the form of the knowledge? What is the form of reality? No form. That's why amurtaha. See, you must be able to see right now in the class. Not afterwards. Don't tell me you don't see it now. You are seeing it now. It is not, you are not seeing through physical eyes. Okay. Amurtaha. Then Purushaha. Purushaha, I said the two words, isn't it? Purushaha. Purayati Sarvamiti Purushaha. Pure Ushati Iti Purushaha. Now you can say, reality being the absolute source of power, only source of power, the whole Jagat is, the whole Jagat means the whole wherein you are included already. The whole Jagat is the manifestation of power of knowledge. Reality means the Jagat does not exist outside of the power. Jagat is power. Power is knowledge means, tell me which is not in and through pervaded by the truth. You have to see how reality is of the nature of all pervasiveness. How appropriate it is to say Purushaha. Sarvam Purayati iti Purushaha. Pure Ushati iti Purushaha. Now, Sabaha. Sabahya Abhyantaraha. Bahyaha Abhyantaraha. There is reality from the standpoint of reality. There is no outside and inside. Either outside and inside. Now please tell me. Now you have to see. From the standpoint of the reality, the very source of everything, there is no outside and inside. Because you have to reduce everything as reality. Time is reality. Space is reality. All innumerable, countless forms, names and functions which exist as part, which form the whole, constitute the whole, is reality. Means, does reality have outside and inside? There is no bahyam, there is no abhyantaram from the standpoint of reality. But the standpoint of Jagat, you say, inside and outside, everything is nothing but reality. Because Purushaha, therefore, Sabahya Abhyantaraha. What is inside, what is outside of everything is reality. Then Ajaha. Ajaha. See, Ajaha means unborn. Unborn means birthless. Birthless means beginningless. Beginningless means causeless. Causeless means what? We have to say, timeless. Okay, timeless. Why? Time itself is object of knowledge and reality. The knower of everything, time, is definitely free from time limitation. Therefore, birthless. Ajaha. Apranaha. There is no given date of birth, is it? Apranaha. Now it will say, all the physiological functions enjoy existence in reality. Every function is manifestation of knowledge. See, you see the prana, the one word prana stands for all physiological functions, all subtle involuntary functions. The source of the power is free from functions. There cannot be something called function without the source of power. But the power, source of power itself is what? Free from the functions. Apranaha. So, amanaha, mind itself is what? Again, function of mentation or emotions. All these are, everything is manifestation of, mind is manifestation of knowledge. Every function is manifestation of knowledge. And reality as a source of the power is what? Free from mind. And Shubraha, pure. And I want to tell exactly, Aksharat Parataha Paraha, finished. Today's class is over. What Aksharam now? Now tell me, is this power of reality, which when unmanifest is known as Ajnanam, manifest is not just non-knowledge, is this power destructible? Tell me. Please understand how the power is imperishable. Power is uncreated. What is in physics is already proven here. No, nothing is created, nothing is destroyed. Isn't it? Now please see, is this power destructible? This power of reality is ever indestructible. Aksharam. Power is also Aksharam. Indestructible, imperishable. And the source of power is what? Source of power is not distant from the power, but definitely distinct from the power. Is it clear? Therefore, Aksharat Parataha means power is superior, they are exalted, therefore Param, we say para, Param Aksharam. If we use the word Shakti, is a familiar word, therefore Para, we say that. If you use the word Aksharam, the Shakti, the power is also implied by the term Aksharam, because power is imperishable. Aksharam Param. Why power is Param? Because it power is this manifest is the Jagat. Power manifest is the Jagat. There cannot be Jagat, there cannot be universe if there is no manifestation of the power. Therefore, power is the material cause. Nim upadana karanam. Power manifest is the universe. Power of knowing manifest is the universe. The power of power is not manifest. If it is unmanifest, you can see what happens in sleep. The whole Jagat disappears. The existence of the universe presupposes the manifestation of power in terms of knowledge. Therefore, the power is unmanifest means, power is unmanifest, the universe becomes as good as non-existent. Therefore, the power is the material cause of the universe. Is it clear? Therefore, power is also what? Imperishable. Power is imperishable. Who can destroy this power? Power is also known by the term Aksharam. And this power is Aksharam, this imperishable power is superior because the power manifest is the universe. Without manifestation of which, there cannot be universe. Therefore, power is superior. Aksharam Param. But, so what? If Param is, power is superior, exalted, what can, how can there be power without its source? Therefore, Parataha Aksharat. See, both words are an ablative case, a fifth case. Parataha Aksharat. There is something Param. The source of the power, the absolute reality, the ultimate truth, abstract, inexplicably subtlest reality, implied by the term Brahman or Atma, is the most exalted, beyond which nothing is there, which is beyond the power also. Aksharat Parataha Paraha. Is it clear? If it is not clear, I don't mind repeating. You will feel bored. You will feel repetitive. I don't mind repeating. Is it Aksharat Parataha Paraha? And Aksharat, see, power itself is imperishable, means what about the source of the power? Source of the power, of course, is absolutely imperishable. That is why reality is also implied by the term Param Aksharam. The power is also implied by the term Param Aksharam. Both are Param Aksharam. Both means, are they both? No. It is wrong to say both. They are not both. Even the and cannot be used because there is no, you have resolved the power in its source, Brahma, and just say what is only Brahma. I'm sure it's clear, isn't it? Okay. Aksharat parataha paraha, I'm so satisfied. I exactly see what I'm seeing. So I hope I have made you, helped you see what I see also. But doesn't matter. It will continue again. This is called real unfoldment. Aksharat parataha paraha. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.